We find ourselves in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, 10 of the most pivotal days of the Yomim Neroim, Ukishmom Keinhu, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, days that we need to do Tshuva. There's a special Chiyuv to do Tshuva during these days. Everyone knows the words of Rabbeinu Yoina, how he encourages us and tells us, exhorts us, that that needs to be the focus of the day. People should try to avoid any other Asokim, and to be focused as much as we can on tshuva. We know that the Rambam tells us that there's a ketz, there's a deadline. Yom Kippur is the ketz, slichu mechila. We need to do tshuva. We all know that from cheder already. We're told how great the chiv of tshuva is during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. We know how much we need to be Isaac in tshuva. And yet at the same time, there's such a prevalent feeling among so many of us that we know what we need to do, but we feel like it's out of reach. We're tense, we're pensive, knowing what the Avodas Hayom or Avodas Hayomim is. But at the same time, we almost feel like we don't stand a chance. When we begin thinking of tshuva, of charata, of asiv esachet, of kabbalah lahava, we start to make a cheshbon hanefesh. We recognize that the list is so long. We recognize how hard it is to change. The body fights change. And previous experience of shanim kadmoinios doesn't do much to boost our confidence that we'll actually be successful. So I think what's very commonplace for us is that we're tense. We know that something has to happen during these 10 days. We know what we're supposed to be being oisik in its tshuva. In a certain way, there's something in our self-conscious that tells us, that in our minds that tell us, that we don't really stand a chance, but we want to be doing good things, and we want to be good to Erlich Yidden during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And since Tshuva seems so unrealistic, we end up finding alternative routes to feel like we're some way connecting to the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. We pick up skulas, we pick up menhagim, of course, from Ma'ariv B'Tzedaka, which is a tremendous koyach, but lemaisa the ikker. What the days are all about, what the Zman is Kogorim for it to be Aseres Yemei Tshuva, seems to elude us. Maybe just one Ha'ara. It's true, Aseres Yemei Tshuva are meant to be days of Tshuva. The Chiyuv is great, the responsibility to do Tshuva is great. The Balei Musar tell us how much of a Tviya there is in a person who ignores that Chiyuv of Tshuva. But at the same time, we can't forget that there's something very special about tshuva during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. The Rambam famously writes, "Af al pi sha'tshuva v'atzoka yofel oilam ba'aseres hayomim shebein Rosh Hashanah v'yom Kippurim hi yofa b'yoser umiyari miskabeles shenemer dir shehashem b'imotzu karu b'yoser korov." The Rambam tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, there's a bazunder a nantkeit, there's a bazunder a motzui, a bazunder a koroiv. There's a special kirvas aloikim. The Shekhinah is positioned in a way where we're able to feel the Eibush's kirva more. We're able to experience his matzuikat, his existence, in a much more real way. So of course the Rambam says, therefore, kerubi yosei koroiv. It's so much easier to daven. The davening is that much more powerful, of course. Davening is about a connection. Davening is about a conversation, beseeching. When you're able to have a closer conversation, it's able to be more effective. So of course, the tzaok and the tvila is more effective and more powerful during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. But the Rambam is mechadish that tshuva is yofi yoiser. Tshuva is miskabeles yoiser during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. What does motzui have to do with tshuva being more miskabeles, being yofi yoiser? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu being close to us allows us to do tshuva in such a more powerful way? I think what the Rambam is teaching us is the yisoy that the Kadmonim already tell us. Of course, when we think about tshuva, we're automatically reminding them of the protei mitzvah. The Rambam, the way Rabbi Tzel explains, charata aziv esachet kabbal lahava, don through vidui, we open up the Rabbeinu Yoina and Shar Aleph, dozens of protei tshuva. We open up an Orcha Sadikim, so many different prate dinim of what actually tshuva needs to contain. And of course, that's the process of tshuva. And there's no way to circumvent that, and there's no shortcuts. But at the same time, we have to know what tshuva is all about. The Mabit points out, what does the word tshuva mean? Tshuva literally means to return. In different Svarim HaKdoshim, they discuss different concepts of what tshuva might mean. Tshuva to the Derech HaYosher, tshuva el Atzmoy. But the Mabit says, if you look in the Psukim, it seems like the Pshutei Shel Mikra is Shuva Hashem al Hashem alekecho, b'shafta al Hashem. Hare in the Psukim, the word tshuva means to return to the Eibishter. What does that mean to return to the Eibishter? What does Azibas Achet and Harata have to do with returning to the Eibishter? State in the Mefarshim, every single time that a person does Aveira, he creates a distance in the relationship. The natural Kirvas Eloikim is soured to extent, not just the Shmutz of the Aveira, but the disobedience in every Aveira creates a merchak, a distance, in our yachas, in our relationship to the Eibishter. And what tshuva's all about is returning back to the Eibishter. It's repairing that relationship. It's bridging that gap. Of course, there's a process, and there's a very specific process with many, many chalokim that need to happen. But we can't forget, what is tshuva all about? Tshuva is all about getting back on track in our relationship with the Eibishter. Tshuva ad Hashem alekecho. Oy bazoy, if we understand that tshuva is about getting back in a relationship, when the Eibishter is kaviyochol in town, when the Eibishter kaviyochol's shechina is that much closer, it's so much more effective to do tshuva. We feel that closeness, so we feel that desire to repair the relationship that much more. But it's also that much more potent, that much more powerful. The Eibishter is da. He's matzui. Dershu Hashem bihi matzui. Tshuva is taking advantage during that series to make tshuva of that matzuikai. It's so much easier. It's so much more powerful for us to be able to repair that relationship of tshuva and Hashem. It's true. Like we said before, it's a daunting task, tshuva. The pratim and the halachas of tshuva are vast. And to start thinking about charot and aziv sachet and kol b'lahava, it seems unrealistic. It seems out of reach. Listen to a medrash. The medrash is then the veicha. Hashiveinu Hashem elecha v'noshuva the pasuk in eicha. Omra Knesset Yisrael lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribbono shel olam. Shelechohu Hashiveinu. The way the Eitz Yosef is masbir. Klal Yisrael says to the Eibishter, Shelechohu. You do the tshuva. Do the tshuva for us. Hashiveinu. Bimachzer us b'tshuva. Omra lehem zok the Eibishter nein. Shelechemu. Shenemar shuva elai. Nachamol, Amar Lefon of Ribbono Shel Olam, Shelchohu, Shenemar Shuva Elekei Yishenu. Amodna Pelef and Amedrish, what's the Shakli Batarya over here? Klal Yisrael are telling the Eibishter that he should do the Aziba Sachet, he should do the Charota, he should do the Kabbalah Lahaba. What's past to ask the Eibishter to even dream that the Eibishter should do Tshuva? The Eibishter could do Tshuva for us. Can Reuven say to Shimon, if you don't mind, please do tshuva for me tomorrow? Is there a greater mitzvah shebegufay than the mitzvah of tshuva? What does it mean, shalachohu? And back, even after the Eibishter says, nein shalachem, they come back with another pasuk, shalachohu. What state on the medrash? If tshuva is the proteidinim itself, there's no pshat in this medrash. What this medrash is telling us is that tshuva is about repairing the relationship. When a relationship has gone sour, someone has to start repairing that relationship. Someone has to give that first desire, that first push to actually repair the relationship. It might take very long. There might be many, many conversations that we'll need to describe the charata, to describe the aziba, to describe the kabbalah. But someone's got to start that process. Klal Yisrael came to the Eibishter and said, we want you to start that process. You be the maskil. You be the hashiveinu. You start that process. Of course, we'll have to continue with the aziva sachet and the kabbalah and the charata, of course. But we're saying, Eibishter, to get the process going. There's a two-sided relationship. Someone has to go first. Someone has to make that first move, so to speak. Hashiveinu. How do we have the audacity to say the Eibishter hashiveinu? It might be a two-sided relationship, but it's a one-sided aveira. We're the ones that did the Aveira. We're the ones that need to do tshuva. And we come to the Eibishter and we say, Eibishter Hashiveinu, you start the process. What state on the Medrash is that we know how much the Eibishter Kabayochel is desperate that we do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Avinu. And even when he's asking us to be Mamlech, state in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Bonai, be Mamlech me, Aloshana Bonai, Bonim Atam Hashem Aleikechem. We could have Bonim, we could have children. That creates so much tzair and agmas nefesh for parents by going off the derech and by doing things that, of course, is not what their parents had intended for them. But the minute that that boy could show some desire, the parents are dancing. The parents are not asking, where's the aziva, where's the charata? That might have to happen. That process might have to happen. But parents and Avinu Avarachamim are chalishing that we can get back that relationship, that we can repair that relationship. We have the audacity, knowing how much the Eibishter gave us tshuva, which is a chiddush minatayves hashahetiv. He not only gave us tshuva, he was mazer us in tshuva, and he encouraged us to take tshuva. We came to the Eibishter and say, we're so spoiled with the tshuva of tshuva. We want to go one step further. We want to say, Eibishter, start the process for us. Hashiveinu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm willing to do everything, but one thing has to be that you need to be the maschil. You have to make that bechira b'toiv. You have to start that process of being a shav. And that's the maskona of the medrash. Lekach nemar. Hashiveinu Hashem eilecho v'noshuva. The maskona, the way the mafarshim in the medrash is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was literally waiting with a shefa of siyata d'shmaya, to do all the prote mitzvah of tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting to shower us with all those koiches to get through the hard parts of tshuva. But we have to be the maschil in that relationship. We are the ones that have to want to show the Eibishter we're looking to repair that relationship. We want to come back home. We want to feel that kirbas aloikim. We want that relationship to be the way it was supposed to be in its original form, with a beautiful kirbas aloikim of a ukebon ukeaves bon es ben yirtzeshteten in shari tshuva. That's what we're looking for. It's like the Eibishter, all you need to do be as a shav. As I state, you do on the Rabbeinu Yoina, Yazar Hashem upon Lashovim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help endlessly. But you have to be a shav. It's like the Eibishter, you have to make that first move. You have to show that desire to repair the relationship. You have to show that interest in rekindling the relationship and bridging the gap that was created through that merchak of all the Averis. But once you show that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hashiveinu v'noshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes and says that there will be a tremendous Yat D'Shmaya waiting for you. There's a famous Tur Kiyodua from the Yushalmi that there's a minig to do chumris during Aser Simei Tshuva, Pas Akum, Pas Palta Shteit and Meshabura. Everyone's matmiya. We're taking on something that we know that will only be for 10 days. You don't even need Atar Sadarim Shteit and Achreinim. Because it's Yodua, we're only taking it on for these 10 days. What is it, a shtick? What is it, a show? So others say it's an idea of this is the appropriate behavior. Others say it's she'ifas ba'asher usham. It's the first step of tshuva. It's us going and taking one specific thing and saying to the Eibishter, we want to come back home. We want to be erlech yidden. I believe that the way the Rambam's learning the pasuk, Dirshu Hashem b'imotzu kirubi esekorev, is referring to two different chalokim. Kirubi esekorev is the tzaoke and tvilo, calling out to the Eibishter. Dirshu Hashem b'imotzu is tshuva. Tshuva is dirshu. Dirshu means reaching out to the Eibishter. What's that first drisha? That first drisha is being a shav. How do we show our shav? How do we show our interest? Our interest, our showing our interest is showing the Eibishter. We want to be erlech yidden. We want to live hecher. We want to do Ratzon Hashem. We want to go me'alu me'aver with chumras afilu. That's our drisha. That is our way of showing us shav. And now we're asking the Eibishter, give me the siyata d'shmaya that I so desperately need. That's what Aser Simei Tshuva is all about, finding within ourselves that dirshu, showing within ourselves that desire to shtag, that desire to go back to the Eibishter and do that tshuva. It's true. If we think about what the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rishonim tell us that tshuva actually entails, it seems impossible. And maybe it even is to a certain extent impossible if all we're relying on is our own koiches. Loi bashamayim hi. Why? Not because it's not b'shamayim. Tshuva is b'shamayim, but it's not b'shamayim. Ki, because. Korv elecha adover. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a special siyata d'shmai of Yaz Hashem Lashovim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is be'etzim ready to do it for us. He's ready to help us. He's ready to give it us all. Oh, but we have to become shovim. We have to start that process. Everyone knows the famous Rabbi Yisroel that about it starts with small kabbalas and tshuvas on different layers of the ched. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. About it, the Mabit says it's different than any other mitzvah. Even a kiyum chelki, a partial kiyum of tshuva, is also a tshuva. That's all the chesed elyon of the Eibishter. That the Eibishter recognizes how hard it is to do tshuva, and he accepts every darga of tshuva. But so often we think about that, and we think that, yeah, it's a cheap way out. We have to recognize it's something very, very different. It's the beginning of us showing our dirshu. It's starting the process. It's recognizing that the process in itself might be way above our kliches. But we don't just have our own kliches. We have the haftocha of the Eibishter, of Hashiveinu. We need to make the first step, and the first step means starting the process. It's not just a desire to do tshuva. We need to start that process. But every little tshuva that we're able to do, every layer of chet that we're able to start the process of tshuva makes us a shov, and that starts the Yaz Hashem Lashovim. I believe that people say over the Rabbi Yisrael that the reason that we only do partial, we start with partial Kabbalahs, is because we need to be realistic. I think the word realistic is what buries our tshuva, because we become very realistic and we realize that it's not realistic. Rabbi Yisrael was not into realism. He was into being practical and pragmatic. But realistic won't work in tshuva. Tshuva has nothing to do with being realistic. It's not realistic. It's b'shamayim. It's not b'shamayim because the Eibishter gave us a mahalach of a yazer Hashem lashovim. And we need to do something to trigger that yazer Hashem lashovim. We need to invoke that yazer Hashem lashovim. And that starts with the dirshu. We can't be realistic about tshuva. We can't look at previous years when we didn't have this understanding and say, if we failed last year, nothing held from last year, there's no chance. Being realistic is missing the boat when it comes to tshuva. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is to see that first move. It's like every relationship, someone has to make that first move. And then once we make that move, once we're a dirshu, once we take care of this, take this opportunity to be himotzei, to feel that closeness, and make that drisha. Once we make that first move, yazer Hashem lashovim, the amount of tziyata d'shmaya that we will feel will give us the koiches to get through all the difficult parts of tshuva that the Rambam and all the Rishonim describe. So the Eibishter Helfen, during this Aseres Yimei Tshuva, instead of being so realistic, which creates a feeling of despair, which pushes us into alternative routes, and we, so to speak, shy away from what we know is the Iker, we can embrace tshuva and recognize there's an Eibishter, there's an Avinu Avarachamon that's chalishing kabayocho for us to do tshuva. He's willing to give us all the keiches ha-nefesh that it takes to do all the difficult steps of tshuva. Oh, he just has one tenai. You need to make that first step. You need to begin the process. You need to be a shov, and it'll be yaza Hashem la-shovim. David should give us the keiches to be able to understand this, internalize this, and use these aseres yimei tshuva to realize that when it comes to tshuva, we're not realistic. We might be practical, but we're not realistic. We realize that in realistic ways, we'll never be matzliach. It's the Eibishter. We never thought differently. And all the Eibishter is asking us is for the first step. And then we're zoiche to hashiveinu Hashem eilecho v'nashuva. Agut kebenshteyor.